standing out in the cold. Oh, I know how it feels, cause I have slipped through to the very depths of my soul. Show you what a clear view there is from every bend in the road. As it was for me, it will be for you too, baby. As good for me, I will share your load. I will share your load.
Say what? Ho, this is Brian. Call me. My memory's old, but I just can't let it go, Gardner. Coming to you from the Devil's Hole, a.k.a. Ramble on Towers Galley Studio in scenic Hespeler, Ontario. You are listening to Ramble on Radio, episode 134. Ramble on Radio is the original Led Zeppelin podcast on this or any other known internets. Be sure to go to rambleonradio.com for Led Zeppelin news, reviews, and any links I might mention during the show. You can subscribe to Ramble on Radio through iTunes. Be sure to leave a review. If you go to iTunes, leave a review. It helps a lot with, it helps their algorithms find this podcast is what it does. It doesn't matter if it's a good review or a bad review. A review is seen as is a plus one to their algorithms. I gotta find out where I am here. And you can check us out on Podbean. And if you're on an Android device, Podbean may be your podcatcher of choice. I know it is for most people I know who have an Android. And it's we're directly on Podbean. We're on Spreaker, S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R. Be sure to follow Ramble on Radio on Spreaker and on Stitcher Radio. You can also check out Ramble on Radio on YouTube, follow Ramble on Radio on Facebook, and at Ramble on Blog on Twitter. Okay. You know, you spend your life trying not to turn into your father. If you're a guy, if you're a girl, you spend your life trying not to turn into your mother. And what happens is, sooner or later, the other parent comes out of you. So here it is. You have to hear this in my mother's voice. Can somebody please tell Skin Tyson to shave and Justin Adams to stop dancing? And while we're on the subject, if Justin Adams is going to rearrange Jimmy Page parts, could he please rearrange just one so that it's not danceable for Justin Adams? Done. Said. Okay. Done. That's my negative moment. More seriously, that was the intro music was In the Light from Robert Plant and the Sensational Space Shifters last Thursday in London. They did a 1 hour live broadcast on BBC Six. It is available on YouTube now. It's available for download. It's just available. You can see it all. There was also a question and answer, which I never saw. And there's actually a couple of interviews out. I have not had a chance to read any of the interviews. And in a way, because I got to review the album, I got to talk about it here, and I'm going to have to write a review. I kind of try to stay away from some of those things sometimes to, not to be influenced by. That said, I've been reading a fair bit about the album lately. it's getting good reviews, but but anyway, the Skin Tyson I like as a guitar player, and I like whenever they play a Zeppelin song, and he's kind of got the lead role, and I don't mean the lead guitar player as in he plays the melody notes or whatever. I mean, there's a principal musician in each song with this band, it seems, and when Skin Tyson's principal musician, he stays pretty true to what Jimmy Page does, still sounds like Skin Tyson is confident enough to not imitate Jimmy Page, but still plays Jimmy Page's part pretty straight. Justin Adams, on the other hand, just wants to mess with it, just wants to turn it into a little reggae thing or a little whatever. And what you get is in the light there, which is okay, but not. Oh, it could have been so great to hear them doing In the Light, and it's in that range that Robert can still sing. And instead, they let Justin Adams mess with the lick. Oh, well. That said, and I will talk about the performance in a bit, but it was good. It was a good hour of music. We got four Zeppelin songs, I think. I'm trying to think how many. 1, 2, 3, 4 new songs. 5 new songs, I think, actually. And then a few things from the last couple of albums. So it's... it was a good performance, and it was a good introduction to the album for people, which is, by the way, we'll talk. Okay, in this period in history, Led Zeppelin history specifically, on October 1st, 1972, Led Zeppelin launched their second Japanese tour. Now, this is kind of, the 72 Japanese tour is kind of considered one of those hallmark tours amongst the aficionados. This is one of those really big tours, you know, and there's bootlegs of the whole thing, and you can buy all 18 shows, or, I think it's about 8 shows, but, you know, 24 disc bootleg sets, and people do buy those. It was well bootlegged, decent quality bootlegs, and good performances by the band. They were excited, and they were in good form in that period, so it's a kind of a well-recognized, well-regarded tour, well-documented tour. October 4, 1968, first night of the UK club tour. So in 1968, Led Zeppelin played in Scandinavia for about a week and a half, 10 days. And then they came home and they did some UK pubs. And just a bunch of kind of almost warm-up gigs for the American tour that was going to be bigger and was coming later on in the year. And trying to get their feet wet in England. And they would have been the Yardbirds featuring Jimmy Page at this point. And the first night of the tour was this night, or on the 4th, 1968, at Newcastle. On the 5th, last Thursday, Led Zeppelin 3 was released in the UK, which means Led Zeppelin 3 was released. Commented on somebody's Twitter feed who had kind of pointed it out. This was the one that made everything. Led Zeppelin was just a band until this album came my way. Wore out, literally ruined my brother's, older brother's copy of it. And it changed the way I looked at music, changed kind of everything. It overwhelmed me so much. So the third album's a favorite of mine for a lot of reasons. It's just so, there's so much going on. I mean, you know, they're nice mellow songs, probably their softest song. One of their softest songs would be That's the Way. You know, they got the great Gallows Pole, but at the same time, what song did they do was harder than Immigrant Song? This is their acoustic album. People talk about their soft album, but it had Immigrant Song on it. And, you know, the kind of Robert Plant sense of humor as a writer emerges a bit in Out in the Tiles. And, you know, their ability to pull a blues out, an original blues, and really do something with Since I've Been Loving You. Just a phenomenal album. And it just, for me, it changed everything. In terms of how I just looked at music and how my love of music would develop through the years. And that's as a guy who's played guitar for 40 years and was playing a little bit at that time, but, you know, that changed everything from that perspective too. And anyway, in 1969, on the 10th, on the 8th, which is yesterday, by the way. I'm recording this on the 9th. Happy Thanksgiving! If you're in Canada, happy Thanksgiving. If you're in America, we're having Thanksgiving now. Deal with that. And if you're in the UK, don't worry about it. You guys, I've had to explain Thanksgiving to UK relatives before. Or in Europe, of course. They completely don't get this. Let's just say it's basically a big harvest festival. So Jason Bonham launched Led Zeppelin Experience in Dawson Creek, BC on the 8th in 2010. And there's more. Jason Bonham wondered what was happening with Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience because So here, 7 years later, his sidekick, guy who's been with him for years and years and years, has decided to move on to his own thing. Tony Catania, the guitar player, is gone. But they have new dates, so they must have a new guitar player. On the 10th, tomorrow, in 1969, was the Paris Olympia show. And that would be the one that was recorded, that was released as the bonus material for the first album a couple of years back. Same date, 1980. John Bonham was laid to rest at Rushcock Parish Church in Worcestershire. His headstone reads, "Cherished memories of loving husband and father, John Henry Bonham, who died September 25th, 1980, age 32 years old. He will always be remembered in our hearts. Good night, my love. God bless." October 12th, 1994, Page and Plant's MTV Unplugged aired. This was phenomenal. This was Led Zeppelin getting back together in a way. This was the Unplugged, for those who don't know, was a TV series on MTV that basically took bands and made them acoustic and got very popular for a couple of years. And Page and Plant, that's when Plant was invited to do the Unplugged. He came up with the idea of inviting Page, and they kind of didn't completely unplug. They played some electric stuff, which is supposed to be against the rules, but when you're Led Zeppelin, the rules are for other people. And then on the 14th, so next Saturday, was the release of the LP from that same show, and had a few new songs and all that, and thus started the Page and Plant era, which would go on for another 3 years, have another album in it, and couple of tours, just entirely satisfactory experience for us Led Zeppelin fans. And I should tell you a story. I was at a folk festival probably about 6 weeks ago, August, maybe 2 months ago now. And they had a band of, there was a woman on stage with, it's like a folk band, they had guitars and whatnot, and she had a hurdy-gurdy. And so I got up really close to the stage, and I'm kind of side stage, and I'm looking at her. And in between songs, she kind of says hi to me. And it's a small, it's not really a stage. They're on the floor, and it's a big tent. So it's not like I was sneaking up on the stage. But so I'm really quite close to her, and I'm just looking quite intently at what she's doing and at the instrument itself. And while somebody else was tuning his guitar or whatever, she kind of says hello. And I says, I'm just fascinated looking at your hurdy-gurdy. And she kind of briefly said, yeah, you know, it does. And I asked a little bit how it works. And, you know, it's got a drone, right? And she says, well, you can set it to have a drone or not a drone. And you play it. It's like a little, got like a little fretboard on it. And then you roll a wheel over the strings. The strings are in a circular motion. And you push buttons, really, to fret it. And so she kind of was really quickly explaining to me. We had about 30 seconds. And she says, you know, you can really rock these out, too. She says, you can plug them in. She says, I have a friend who toured with Jimmy Page and Robert Plant. And I said, oh, I've seen your friend then. Because I've seen Jimmy Page and Robert Plant with the hurdy-gurdy guy. And so anyway, we had a brief moment there. But yeah, they took a hurdy-gurdy player on tour with them for that tour. And I think they did on that show, and that was a really, it was a great time to be a Zeppelin fan. It really was. They were both on their mark, play-wise, singing-wise. Plant was still singing at that level. Page was playing at a high level. He was reasonably straight. My understanding is he was drinking a fair bit at this time, but other than that, he was on his mark. And it was one of the better shows I've ever been to is the first Page and Plant tour. I didn't see them the second time through, one of the best shows I've ever seen. So I'm going to do this once. I'm not going to do this too many more times, but it should be acknowledged. I mentioned the last couple of podcasts. There's a new podcast called Art of Markness. And he's kind of talking about the live music, plays bootleg material, talks about certain eras or certain things that happened, really specifically around Jimmy Page more than Led Zeppelin, but acknowledged this podcast in his last one, Kind of my surprise to discover, and this has happened to me 2 or 3 times in the last little while, in the last couple month maybe, that somebody kind of, you know, that you bump into online or in this case through his anyway, it's, oh, I've been listening to it for years. I'm a big fan of it. And, wow, it's so I'm a touch flattered that Mark at Art of Markness mentioned me and talked about how much he likes this podcast. And that's, I'm not going to do this everywhere. I'm not going to turn this into a mutual admiration society with him. Let's leave it at that. But I will tell you this. He's done a couple of podcasts on Jimmy Page in the 80s that are really worth listening to. And he's really on top of what Jimmy Page is doing. I had no idea about half of this stuff. And it was, yeah, and he played some of the stuff where he could and explains it all very well. And yeah, kind of a really cool podcast for a Zeppelin fan. Like I said, it's more live based and it's more Jimmy Page based. And he said himself, it's really not a Led Zeppelin podcast, more about what Jimmy Page has been up to. And he may well version other stuff. But he's out there and it's a good podcast. As well, we should mention Tight But Loose. Davey Lewis's Tight But Loose is latest edition is out. Came in this week. I have not had a chance to read it yet. Issue number 43 is what it is. And it focuses on, get this, it's been 10 years since the O2 concert. 10 years. How did that happen? Which, by the way, means I've been running this blog for 10 years. And probably about 6 years, 7 years I've been doing the podcast, for crying out loud. So, wow, time's flying. And I do have a note from Dave. He'd love to come on the podcast sometime and talk about this and talk about this edition. And I'm going to try and get him on in the next month or 6 weeks. Bear with me the gaps in between podcasts. I'm trying not to. I got another interview kind of lined up. And I actually have to email the guy and just, I'm on a really busy schedule. On top of it, my father's been kind of in and out of the hospital, which when you're on a tight schedule is all of a sudden, it's an impossible schedule. So, hey, Thanksgiving Monday, my holiday, I kicked the wife out of the house for an hour so I could do this podcast. She thinks I'm working on some guitars. So that's what, so bear with me. After November, things should loosen up. I'm training for a marathon is what I'm doing. I'm doing a New York City marathon. So if you want to cheer me on, you'll be able to go to New York City Marathon, look up my name and come up on the day and you can kind of follow along. It's a Sunday afternoon. What the heck? Knock yourself out and do nothing but watch your computer. And you can cheer me on that way, but it's a New York City Marathon. And it's about 15 hours a week between the runs and some other stuff you end up doing. You end up going for massages. You end up, it's just really, and more sleep. You take more sleep too. So it's, I kind of mentioned this last year when I first time tried to, and I got injured last year and didn't make the marathon. But it was a lot more time than I thought. This year I'm going a lot more carefully so I don't get hurt. And by God, it's more time. So there you go. So bear with me for a couple of weeks, 4 or 5 more weeks, and we'll get this thing back on track, and we'll get an interview with Dave Lewis in there. And I hopefully will have an interview with author of a new book in the next week or two. The book was released this week. Don't have it in front of me, so I don't want to throw the name out there. But it's a song-by-song, album-by-album, song-by-song book, very similar to Dave Lewis's did, and Chris Chatsworth also did one. I will tell you more about that. Definitely the next podcast is going to be primarily about that book, I hope, and including an interview with the author. So that's coming. So, and we'll get Dave Lewis on, but go to tblweb.com and you can pick up, I think that's the TBL. If you Google Tight But Loose, it will give you the actual, no, sorry, tightbutloose.co.uk. tblweb.com is an old web address to use. So tightbutloose.co.uk, and you can order the latest edition of Tight But Loose. You can order a yearly kind of subscription. And Dave's a good man. He gets it out there every time. So, all right. So we talked about Six Music Live was the name of the show on BBC, probably BBC Six, but I don't know. In London at the Maida Vale Studios in London, October 5th. My man Dave Lewis was there, actually. And if you go to his Facebook page, he has a review and whatnot. So here is this edition of the Sensational Space Shifters. Sensational Space Shifters? Yeah. Robert, I'm always thinking the other band, Strange Sensation. I'm going to confuse those two forever, I think. Robert Plant, obviously singing, Skin Tyson, and Justin Adams on guitar, Billy Fuller, John Baggett, Dave Smith, and Seth Lakeman on violin. He replaces Judith Kamara, who did the Gambian violin type thingy. It was a very African sound to it. They've added a violin instead, a fiddle. We have Seth Lakeman. And the set list was What Is and What Should Never Be. Nice version of that, I would say. Turn It Up. Off the new album, New World. Misty Mountain Hop. The May Queen off the new album. Carry Fire off the new album. In the Light, you heard a clip of, and you're going to hear the last of it on the outro as well. I've cut it in half, and you'll get the other half of it. Rainbow from the last album. The Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar. Bones of Saints is off the new album. Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down is from Band of Joy. And Whole Lot of Love. I think that's an old Muddy Waters song. I never heard of it before. That's a joke, people. I laugh at my own joke. Hope you like. And Plant has a number of tour dates coming up. This is frustrating for fans because tickets went on sale really fast and then sold out really fast. And for instance, in Toronto, I can't get my hands on a ticket. There was three different pre-sales. There was about five different pre-sales. I had, I have an American Express card, so I had American Express front of line. I had the radio station I listened to sent a pre-sale thing. And it got sent while I was driving to, this is how it works. It got sent while I was driving to work. I got to work, checked my email on my phone. It's 15 minutes after. So they sent the pre-sale starts now sort of thing. So I'm 15, 20 minutes later, too bad, that particular pre-sale sold out. Try American Express front of line, too bad, sold out. You weren't in front of your computer at the exact second you needed to be at the front of your computer. Same thing happened with general sales. I was 10 after 10 before I logged in and got to it because I was out for a run. See what happens? Too late. And not just I can't get a pair of tickets. Not I can't get a row of six for me and some fans, or I want to get eight to give away as, contest on this particular. I tried two, no dice, one. I'll go by myself. I don't care. One ticket. No, nothing. Not a one. And I've been back trying. Oh, I can spend $3,000 and get a front row seat. The resale tickets are on sale immediately after 10 o'clock. I confess, this is the problem. They announce it and then they announce ticket sales are 2 days from now. And you got to make all sorts of decisions. And the concert's in 6 months. And I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing in February. I don't know. I don't even know what shift I'm working. I don't know. I have to think this through a bit, and then it'll give you time to think it through. My inkling was no. Then I got thinking, he's not going to be coming around that many more times. He's the end of this road has got to be coming at some point. I don't mean Plant's, bound to be dead anytime now. Although, with the news of Tom Petty this week, may God rest his soul. You never know. You don't never know. He's that's the same age as Robert Plant. And I think they're the same age. Plant may be a year older. But he's getting close to 70. At what point does he say, I don't want to do this anymore? I don't want to play 5,000 seat or 2,000 seat places and have that guy on the internet bitching because he can't get a ticket. Not that I think for a minute he has any clue I exist, but you know, it's so I'm thinking this might be the chance to go see. But the same token, we friend and I went and seen Yes with John Anderson and Rick Wakeman and Trevor Rabin 3 or 4 weeks ago, and his original response was no, I don't want to see those guys. He saw Jethro. He's a big Jethro Tull fan. Saw them 5 or 10 years ago, and Ian Anderson was begging people not to smoke because he can't breathe, and he thought, why am I here? So, but in this impression, he called me up one night and said, you know what? There's not going to be that many more chances to see these guys. Let's just go. So, and that applies to Robert Plant. How many, maybe 3 or 4 more times he comes around? Maybe. I mean, he does an album and a tour like this every 2 or 3 years. So are we talking about it in 10 years? So you kind of think, well, maybe this is the time to see him. And I guess everybody else had the same thought. But not a ticket to be had. Not a single ticket. And apparently that's, there were complaints across the board. Sorry for that interruption. That's how's that for my bona fides? That's my ringtone. And my daughter calling from across the country. So interruptions will happen in that case. But yeah, so other cities, there was other complaints about the ticket sales, how they went too. So it's, you know, maybe Plant needs to step it up a notch. Maybe he needs to, I don't think he needs to do arenas, but maybe it should be slightly bigger than Massey. And Massey Hall is, what, 2,000 seats? There's probably some 3,000 to 5,000 seat places around. Or, you know, there's a next level that he could probably do. Maybe he should be thinking about that. But anyway, so there's a number of Robert Plant shows. There's Britain shows. Now, I couldn't find the British shows, but... just a quick look at the Tight But Loose. Guess what's in there? 14-date UK tour commencing November 16. And it is Plymouth Pavilions, November 17th. Bristol, Colston Hall, November 20. Wolverhampton Civic Hall, November 22nd. Llandudno Venue, Wales. November 24th, Newcastle Hall, City Hall. November 25th, Liverpool Olympia. November 27th, Glasgow. SEC Armadillo, November 28th, Perth Concert Hall, November 30, Manchester O2 Apollo, December 2nd, Belfast Ulster Hall, December 6th, Sheffield City Hall, December 8th, London Royal Albert Hall, December 11th, Portsmouth Guild Hall, December 12th, Birmingham Symphony Hall. And then, and again, that's from Tight But Loose. And then we get the, I think it's February. Let me pull up the website instead of trying to read my, because I have an incomplete thing here, and I have the website also up. So February 9th in Raleigh, North Carolina, 11th in Charlotte, North Carolina, 12th in Norfolk, Virginia, 14th in New York, 16th in Boston, 17th in Toronto, 20th in Chicago, 22nd in Minneapolis, 24th in Denver, 26th in Phoenix, 28th in Oakland, 2nd of March, the Orpheum Theater in Los Angeles. Yes, they say theater with an F in LA. A lot of people don't know that. So that's what's happening with Robert Plant. Jason Bonham's also announced some tours. Now, Jason, his guitar player, has left the band. Apparently on good terms. It does not appear to be that there was any kind of issue so much as he's decided it's time to do something on his own. So I don't know who is playing guitar. I don't know if he talked to Tony into sticking around for another tour or if they replaced him with somebody else. I'm going to guess on the latter, but that would just be a guess at this stage. And one thing that happens with Jason Bonham is he kind of brings in new guys. He doesn't tend to announce who they are. They're just there. It's the show's about Jason Bonham and Led Zeppelin music, not about whoever he's playing with. It's really the way it works with Jason Bonham. So anyway, so he's got some dates coming up. October 9th, 11th, 13th, and 14th is birthday bash nights 1, 2, 3, and 4. In Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. I have no idea if that's Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin experience, or if it's with, it kind of sounds like the sort of thing we do with Sammy Hagar's Circle. But that's on his webpage, on Jason Bonham's webpage. And then we get Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin experience. Cherokee, North Carolina on the 9th of November. November 11th, St. Augustine, Florida. November 12th, Pompano Beach, Florida. November 14th, Clearwater, Florida. November 24th, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. November 25th, Hershey, Pennsylvania. November 26th, Ridgefield, Connecticut. November 28th, House of Blues in Boston. November 29th, The Aura in Portland. December 1st, Casino New Brunswick in Moncton. That's in Moncton, Nova Scotia. New Brunswick, I think, Canada. He just lists it as Canada. It's Moncton-Canada. Metropolis in Montreal. December 2nd, The Metropolis in Montreal. December 3rd, The Rebel Nightclub in Toronto. December 5th, Center in the Square in Kitchener. That's where I am, basically. December 6th, the Fillmore in Detroit. December 8th, the Hollywood Casino in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Four Winds Casino on the 9th in New Buffalo, Michigan. December 10th at Hard Rock Live in Northfield, Ohio. December 12th at the Louisville Palace in Louisville, Kentucky. The War Memorial on the 13th in Nashville. And Sail Across the Sun, which must be a bar of some sort, in New Orleans on March 2nd. So that's jumping to March. March 2nd, there's a New Orleans date. I think I saw this week, too. October 9th to 11th is Sammy Hagar's The Circle. And some of those November dates seem to be The Circle as well. Clearwater, the North Carolina and the Florida ones are Sammy Hagar's Circle. Starting Bethlehem, Pennsylvania on the 24th of November is the Jason Bonham dates. And that ends on December 13th in Nashville. And I have no idea what the New Orleans show is. And I thought I saw today on Facebook that they were doing a show in Australia, Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience. But I couldn't confirm that. I guess since we're talking about Jason, we should mention BCC 4, Black Country Communion's fourth album. I don't know if I mentioned it too much last time. Did not get an advance copy as I was promised. Did not get an interview with Jason as it was suggested I could. Was treated poorly by the people who were in charge of this. Boy, I miss it when Joe Bonamassa's people were in charge. They looked after me. All I got was promises this time. And now we're tied up in the Robert Plant stuff. And so I may never get around to properly reviewing the BCC4. I got my LP in. I actually bought an LP. I complained about not getting the free CD, but the idea was not a free CD. I bought the LP even after they had said, yeah, we're going to send you a CD. And when I was expecting to get it, I wanted the CD early so I could actually have a review up before it comes out, before everybody gets a chance to download it. You know what I mean? There were places that were reviewing this a month, 6 weeks before the album came out. And I wanted the opportunity to be one of those guys. Instead, I had to wait until my own album came or until I could illegally download it off the internet. And what's the point then? Everybody's already illegally down. You want to know what the album's like? Download it and listen. So, but I might, if depending on how things fly around, I might get around to actually getting a review in there. Maybe tie it in with Jay. If I go see Jason in November, that's a maybe. At this stage. All right, and so we are. It's getting long. I knew this was gonna be a long podcast. We are down to Carry Fire, Robert Plant's new album. Here is the song list. Start with The May Queen, New World, Seasons Song, Dance With You Tonight, Carving up the world again, a wall and not a fence, a wall and not a fence. And that's all one. Carving up the world again, dash, 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 a wall and not a fence. That's one song. Away with words, carry fire, bones of saints, keep it hid, bluebirds over the mountains, and heaven sent. I've listened to it about twice. Again, I kind of suggested I would get a review copy, and I didn't. So I managed to get it downloaded last week off the illegal sites, which is no good. Not the way it's supposed to be. But if I'm going to talk about it, I need to at least be able to hear it. And it is actually now on NPR, First Listen. So you can go to, if you're not comfortable with the bootlegging, if you bought it, you haven't got it yet, and yet it's available on the streaming sites. That should piss you off, shouldn't it? Should it not piss you off? Oh, by the way, if you buy tickets to Robert Plant's concert, you get a copy of the CD. So if you already bought a copy and then you decide to go see it, you get another copy. So, every last nickel, as they say. Oh, I'll do that next time. There is a new website called, I think it's Every Last Nickel. And I'm gonna have a chat with the guy who does it, and find out what it's about. I get him on or something. But it's a Led Zeppelin merchandise site. An extra nickel. Sorry, it's an extra nickel. And it's a site for Led Zeppelin merchandise. But you don't buy the merchandise. It's collectibles and that sort of thing. And it comes off people's collections, but it's not something you can actually buy. He's not selling stuff. He's previewing that which you can get. So I'll... I got to get him on to talk to him. But that's a new website called, and it is literally anextranickel.com. Anextranickel.com. Oh, apologies for the dog, for the crazy dog. But somebody was walking down the street. And nothing upsets her more than somebody. But anyway, all the kind of bitching about technicalities aside, what's to say about this album? Here's the thing. If you liked the last album, the last couple, if you liked The Band of Joy, if you liked Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar, you'll like this. It's falls in the same category. I was not nuts on those. I like this better. I would say its best songs are not as good as Rainbow or Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down. But it's got more songs. It's got more diversity of sound. The other ones were kind of, okay, after about the third song, you're going, okay, I've heard this. It just kept going and going in the same vein. This, I think, is a little more diverse in sound. And it's got some good, it's got some bad stuff. It's got some very... let's be blunt. Covering Up the World Again, A Wall and Not a Fence is a political song, and it's not a good political song, and it's not in any way, shape, or form. I mean, A Wall and Not a Fence. What do you think that's about? It's not exactly subtlety at its finest, and it's just not a good song. It's not an interesting song. Take the message out, and it's still not a good or interesting song. There's a reason Robert Plant got filthy rich not being political, and it's because he's not very good at it. And it's a special kind of skill, being able to add politics into your music, without just oversimplifying things, without just hammering your point home. So not his thing, but what the heck, it's one song in the album, and it's one song kind of in his career in a way. I mean, I think there's a few other songs where he kind of ventured into that territory, but nothing quite so unsubtle as this. And you give him that. You give him this one. And he did. There was an interview with I forget what magazine. It might have been Rolling Stone. That seems likely. In which he had some things to say about the current president. But I have not got to, there's two or three interviews and I have not got to them. So I don't actually know what he said. I know I saw on Facebook that some people, they kind of said, you know, Robert Plant speaking about Donald or something, and but I didn't get to it. And then I heard this song, and I thought, well, that's why it came up in the interview. It's because he's actually written something about it. Beyond that, you know, there's good songs and bad songs. The disappointment would be Bluebirds Over the Mountain. It's an okay song, but it's a duet with Chrissie Hynde, whose voice I love. And there's just not that push and pull that you like in a duet. Think of, let's go to Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks and how their two voices are almost fighting with each other at times in the song. And you know, it's almost like Robert, you know, he does that whispery, Bluebirds Over the Mountain, you know, and he's Chrissie Hynde comes in and he sings, no, you have to sing it this way. It's almost the first time through it, I didn't even pick up there was a second singer until I, you know, then I went back, hold on a minute. And then I kind of looked up what it was and realized it was Chrissie Hynde. But it did not sound, Chrissie Hynde's got this fabulous kind of rock out voice, and it didn't sound like Chrissie Hynde very much, which was disappointing. I did read somebody today saying Carry Fire might just be their new favorite Robert Plant song. So there's stuff in there. There's a ballad called Away With Words. Now, the last album had a ballad in it, and everybody kind of went, oh, I love the ballad, the golden something or other. I forget what it was. It never did anything for me. This one was nice. This is a very nice one. So I like this album a lot more than I like the last one. I like it some more than I like Band of Joy. I like it a lot less than I liked Led Zeppelin 4. Or for that matter, Principle of Moments, or, you know, Now and Then even, probably. It's an okay album. And again, if you liked the last couple of albums, you will like this album. It's probably the better of them. If you didn't like them, sort of didn't like them, if you were like me, kind of going, there's a few songs, then give it a try, because it may very well be something you will like. If you hated the last couple of albums, you're not going to like this. That is pretty simple. And he's touring it. So if you hated the last couple albums and you don't like this album, they're probably not the best tour for you to go to either. Although he does kind of bring it live a bit. And I've read a few people say that. I've not liked the last couple albums. But boy, he still does it live. So he's an old pro, isn't he? That's what it boils down to. Well, that's it for now. I'm going to call that a day. That's 45 minutes in. I will try and do another podcast next week or the week after. I'm going to try and get my interview sorted out with the author who, again, my book's not in front of me. I don't want to get his name wrong. I don't want to get his book wrong. So I'm not going to even mention it. But we're going to try and get him on. I'm going to try and get him on. And we'll sort it out from there. But we get one in either next week or the week after. And then once November hits, I should be able to roll more steadily as we go. So that's it. Ramble On Radio, episode 134. Check out rambleonradio.com for notes on this week's podcast, Led Zeppelin news and reviews, and any links mentioned in today's podcast. Follow Ramble On Radio on Facebook and at Ramble On Blog on Twitter. You can subscribe to Ramble On Radio through iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review. It helps Apple's algorithms find the podcast, which helps other people find it. Listen on Stitcher Radio and on Spreaker, Spreaker. Be sure to follow us, Ramble On Radio on Spreaker. Or you can download it from I Am Brian Dammit on Podbean and check it out at Ramble On Radio on YouTube. Thanks for listening to Ramble On Radio, episode 134. And we're going to close it out with In the Light, Robert Plant, The Sensational Space Shifters. Back on Thursday, October the 5th, in London. Try not to get too uptight about Justin Adams' dancing music. All right, that's it, folks. Here's In the Light. Oh,
winds of change may blow around you, but that will always be so. Oh, when love is pain, it can devour you, but you are never alone.